The Angel of Patience and Acceptance, representing the Temperance card in the Tarot and the sign Sagittarius. This angel is the archetype of the disseminating phase. It is good to call the Angel of Patience and Acceptance at the new moon or full moon in Sagittarius, if you have a strong Sagittarius or Jupiter attribute, or whenever you find yourself needing temperance, patience, and acceptance of differences. Let us start by clearing out the lungs. Let's just get all of the dark shadows of the day out of our body. And to do this, let us take a deep breath. Take it all the way in as deep as you possibly can and just hold it. And then exhale in a semi-forceful manner, just pushing out all of the darkness in the body. So why don't we start by just taking a deep breath. And then just hold it, and then let it out. Good. Now take in another. Hold it, and then exhale. And as you do, just feel all the tension leaving your body. Let your body just relax, relax, and be peaceful. And if you would, that's it, at the end of the breath, just start watching your breathing and let your breathing come at its own pace and its own time, its own rhythm. Just start watching your breath. And while you watch your breath, I'm going to give you a short introduction about the Angel of Patience and Acceptance. If you are not aligned with the Angel of Patience and Acceptance, you will fill your life with conflict. You will have lives separate from each other. You can polarize to extremes. You can use your critical nature to sabotage situations. And you might not be honest about representing yourself and experience righteous indignation. The Angel of Patience and Acceptance teaches you to explore and seek the cutting edge, to balance the spiritual and material world, to be both the male and female energy, to stand between worlds with one foot in illusion and one in reality, and know that they are both real. This powerful angel stands with wings merged with the sky. A powerful crown of light surrounds this angel. Patience and acceptance is able to reach into all areas of the universe, both seen and unseen. The angel stands balanced at the center of the zodiac, its wings extended through all 12 signs. See the majesty of this angel. See the light pouring out of this angel. See the wingspan. See this angel in both the seen and unseen world. An androgynous being, the angel is perfect balance of the sexes, holding two poles of energy, male-female, positive-negative. The poles of energy merge and flow in a cycle of perfect harmony. They move as the world of material and as the world of spirit, one to the other, creating and recreating a perfect fusion of art and nature. Positive and negative, will and energy, imagination and form. The angel brings light from the universe world to the solar world and shines it on the ignorance and the suffering children of humanity. The angel of patience and acceptance combines spontaneity with knowledge, showing us that all things of the earth are manifestations of pure, raw energy. That we need to know that it is our thoughts that create the reality, says the angel. It is our thoughts that create the reality of our extremes. We need to accumulate experiences, says the angel. All experiences are necessary. This accumulation of experiences actually forming through temperance something more fitting. This angel says you must not judge your extremes, you must stand in the in-between and allow them to become something more real than you think or feel they are. Temperance and Acceptance asks you, how best can you use this experience? What lesson is being taught and needs to learn temperance? Think now of how many situations in your life could use temperance. Think of them, allow them to be. Now, for just a moment, see yourself standing in the middle of one of your situations. And give that situation forgiveness. Give that situation unconditional love. Give that extreme part of you that you think is separated from you, give it a balance. See yourself pouring forgiveness on this situation, and you will understand what is being tempered by the angel. Just see it, and you will know. Let go of your judgment of yourself. The angel teaches us how to form new life by weaving together our opposites. See all of the opposites in your life and see yourself weaving them together. How many opposites do you have? See all of the opposites. Weave them. Now see them being weaved and weaved and weaved, creating a brand new reality. See the reality becoming one perfect reality. And see this is coming from all of the fragments, all of the extremes that are present in your life. Seeing as a revolutionary, this angel brings the first and last day of light together every day, creating your dream and action world. The angel of patience and acceptance is a transformative archetype, creating and recreating life through the elements of fire spirit, air mind, water emotion, and earth body, weaving together the opposites so that a new fabric of life can be woven together and humanity can become stronger. Now we are able to manipulate our life power and to create through all of the elements. This angel is taking us to elevated states of consciousness by awakening us to the manifestations of our higher ideals. The angel teaches moderation and self-control as a means to balance your life. Yet acceptance says, communicate your feelings. Pour out your emotions. Express the range of your feelings. Allow the fire and the passion and the anger to be part of what you weave, for it is truly you. The angel says, be cool and be peaceful. Be the rainbow. Be all colors. Weave together all of your true colors. Allow love and joy. Allow rain and tears. Express the sorrow and joy. It is all of life and needs to be woven together so that life can be created in truth. The angel shows you that the world is your studio and that you are the creator, the talent, the genius, striving to be the creative artist at work, at home, in all of your relationships, with your finances, in every aspect of your life. You are the spirit of the creative process, using all of the elements of life to create the master plan on earth. The angel teaches you to stand between your great opposites and to find the truth of who you are in the between of your extremes. Here we are combining the ingredients of life experience without judgment to create a true belief. So often we find ourselves having several life experiences that seem separate from each other, thinking they do not fit together, leaving us in a state of unknowing, creating a sense of fragmentation. This is truly extreme. Temperance teaches and combines all of these separate lives together as one total life experience, teaching one to handle all combinations as one, teaching one to handle all life problems with joy, releasing us from the death experience by recognizing that all things come back to the One. Just take a moment and see how many different life experiences you have had. How many of them have you locked into neat little compartments, thinking that they were separate or random experiences and did not fit into any part of your life? How many of these experiences do you have? Bring them forward. Unlock all those little neat compartments that you placed them in. Let all of the different parts of yourself and each experience of your life come forward. Bring it to the center. Bring it to the center. Look at this now. Step back and look at it. Step in the in-between. Look at each one of the experiences from that perspective and see how it truly fits into your overall life. See how each one of those random experiences have become part of the weaver. See how you have become freed because you've had this experience. How it has helped you verify and establish the foundations of your belief system. This angel balances us, bringing us awareness of the power within ourselves to be all things, as well as accept our life as perfectly whole. Here we see the power of the lion and the eagle, Leo and Scorpio, becoming one as the eagle of spirituality. To open to this angel, we need to be willing to stand in the middle way and to see it as the key to our happiness. We must see temptation as the Holy One, the deliverer of liberation. Happiness, the angel says, is achieved through alleviating conflict by consciously maligning elements which appear to be contradictory. Center yourself now. Find a very comfortable meditation position. And if you would, while you're getting yourself into that position, start thinking patience, acceptance, and temperance. Say to yourself right now, patience, acceptance, and temperance. Now just be patience, acceptance, and temperance. Good. Good. Now, if you would, let's just take a deep breath and take it into the nose, bring our attention back. And slowly and very relaxed, take this breath in while thinking patience, acceptance, and temperance. Take it in all the way up to the top and hold the breath. Hold the breath. Say in your mind's eye, patience, acceptance, and temperance. Hold it and exhale out the mouth very slowly. Be very patient with yourself. Be very accepting. Temperance. Just let the energy out. Good. All the way out. Now, take one more breath and take it into the nose again. We're just going to get ourselves balanced. Take it all the way in. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now, let the breath out through the mouth very, 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 very comfortably. Just exhale. Think, if you would, patience, acceptance, and temperance. Take the breath all the way out. Absolutely excellent. Good. Now, just take your eyes and move them to the very top of your head. And feel at the top of your head a wonderful, beautiful flower opening. And as that flower opens, visualize a topaz light entering your head. See this light as it starts to move into the crown, filling your entire brain cavity and head with a yellow topaz light. Ask this light to pour divine realization throughout your whole body. Ask this yellow topaz light to show you divine purpose. See this light filling your crown and brain with divine realization and divine purpose. Next, see the yellow light move down into the back of the head and into the spine. See the light move all the way down and start radiating out. See it as it moves out the throat, filling the throat with a radiant yellow light, full of divine realization and purpose. Next, see the yellow light move to your chest, filling the chest and heart with this divine light and purpose. And as the light enters the heart, it is pumped out through the arteries and returns back through the veins, pumping, pumping, circulating throughout the body. See this yellow topaz light of divine purpose moving and being pumped out the arteries and back to the veins. See it enter every organ of your body. See this light, this divine purpose, enter every aspect of who you are. Next, see this light enter every gland in your body. See the glands filling with this topaz light. Next, see this light enter the muscles of your body. See it enter the tendons of your body. See it enter the skeletal system of your body. See it as it enters every cell and every atom of your being. See your whole body, every organ, every gland, every muscle, every cell, every atom, the bones, the joints, the tendons, fill with this yellow light of divine wisdom and divine purpose. See this light radiating in every part of your being and out of your being. See this radiant light. And if you would, bring your attention back to the crown and follow this light to the source of where it started. See yourself rising up through this topaz light higher and higher, moving up to a door made of gold and silver. See or feel the door open and a deep blue light draws you through the door. Standing inside the door, see the angel of patience and acceptance. See the angel's wings open. See a brilliant light radiating from the crown of the angel. See the angel's wings and light coming from the crown, filling the seen and unseen world. See nothing but radiant light. Standing next to the angel, see the symbol Sag, and see, standing next to that, the temperance and the tarot. See radiating around the angel the colors green, red, and gold, and feel the coolness of running water fill your consciousness. Reach out and become one with the angel of patience and acceptance, and see yourself becoming one, totally one with this angel. Know what is to be both male and female. Know what is to be in the middle kingdom. Know what it is to be between all extremes in your life. See yourself as both male and female. See yourself in the middle kingdom. See yourself in the middle of all of your extremes. Look at them. See yourself standing with the angel in the middle of all extreme. Feel the power of peace as you reduce, intensify, and mix all of your extreme thoughts, feelings, emotions, judgments into new realities. What does it feel like to be in the middle? Expressing patience, acceptance, and temperance. See this androgynous being balance all of the positive and negative energy in your life. Experience the strength of this angel as you see yourself able to move from the material to the spiritual world and from the spiritual world to the material world. Look at yourself and see the creativity within you that is allowing this powerful action to take place. See a great light coming from the angel and see as this light shines out into the world and see the same light coming out of your crown and see it as it shines out into every situation of your life. See yourself shining a bright light out into the world and see it as this light feeds the extreme in your life with the knowledge and wisdom required to find the middle road. Experience, if you would, the feeling of moderation and self-control as a means to balance your life. What does it feel like? Get in touch with the feeling and know when you are experiencing it that you are about to heal differences in extreme actions that are pulling your life apart. Now see all of the conflicts surrounding you being balanced and brought into balance and harmony. Bring your attention, if you would, into this harmony, into this balance. Bring the joy of laughter into your life. Bring the joy of the middle road. See your life as the artist, artistic in any and all aspects of living, painting, creating your reality. Now bring your attention back to your breath, if you would. Completely bring yourself back into your breath. Start watching the breath and allow the breath and the light to bring you back into the body and see yourself grounding, feeling better than you have ever felt, looking better than you have ever looked, standing in the middle road. Now, if you would, allow yourself to come back, breathe in, and say the affirmation, I am one with the angel of patience and acceptance. I am one with my higher self. I am one with my soul. I am one with the great I am. I am one with source. I am, I know I am.